Welcome to Write Your Book in 6 Weeks. This is our second class, and you'll be learning how to get your ISBN number. The ISBN number will allow you to register your book so that people know how to find it, which is one of the main things. And I recommend going to thebookpatch.com and registering your book to make everything easier for you. It'll be in one place. That is probably the easiest. You can also get your ISBN number from Bowker.com, and I've also included a link for the advance form, which I'll talk about in just a second. So what we're going to do is go to the book patch, and you'll see on the right-hand side, once you've registered, your dashboard will show that there is an ISBN number starting at $25, which is really cool, because when I bought my first ISBN number, I had to buy 10. And I think it was $250 for 10. So now they allow people to buy one at a time. The options for being able to get your ISBN, the basic is just here's your number and you can use that. You can find different resources on the internet to convert the number into a scannable number. The enhanced package will also, other than allowing you the ISBN number to be able to print it on the enhanced package, it's $40, and you will also be able to get the metadata and the cover metadata, which is information more detailed about your book. So when people are searching, like on Google, they'll be able to find details that will match your book when they're looking for something else, which is really great. And the third option is buying the premium package for $50, which also includes your barcode image, and that would go on the back cover. So when you do speaking engagements at a bookstore, you'll be able to have the bookstore scan the barcode, and it'll immediately tell them that that's your book, and it registers that your book has been sold, so they'll know who to pay. Now, Bowker.com is a great resource for authors. It allows you to be able to register your book all over the world and be noticed in bookstores that you normally would not even have access to, even on a national basis. So Bowker's is great, and at the end, I've included a link for the Bowker Advance form, which I think is going to be something that you'll want to fill out ahead of time. This form is going back to Bowker Data Collection Center, and then they make sure that the Library of Congress actually gets your form, which is your registration of your book, and this is the address that you'll be using here. So again, I want to thank you for following through and taking this lesson, and we'll look for you on the next class where we'll go over in detail exactly how to create your outline.